Lefkadi O'Hearn, A Short Story Collection, An Introduction. Lefkadi O'Hearn was born on the 27th of June 1850 on the Ionian Isle of Lefkos in Greece to a British army officer and a Greek mother. His father, fearing for his career prospects at being married to a Greek Orthodox wife, sent them to Dublin whilst he continued to advance his career with further postings. Life there was difficult for mother and son. His father returned, wounded and traumatised, when Lefkadi was three. He annulled the marriage and she remarried, but had to give up care of Lefkadi to her sister-in-law. After brief periods for Catholic education in England and France, he emigrated to Ohio in the United States when he was 19. Taking on a series of casual jobs before embarking on a career as a journalist, publishing poems and essays in Cincinnati. It was whilst here that he began a sideline in translating, starting with Gautier and Flaubert. He married in 1874 to a 20-year-old African-American woman in violation of Ohio's anti-miscegenation law. The marriage soon failed. In 1877, he relocated to New Orleans to write on a variety of themes before picking up a 2-year assignment from Harper's to write in the West Indies, where he also wrote his first novel. In 1890, Harper sent him to Japan. Here he left journalism and took the remarkable decision to become a school teacher in the north of Japan. Enraptured by the culture, he was driven to explain it in various Western publications to those who had little, if any, knowledge of its culture. Within the year, he had fallen in love with and married a high-born Japanese lady. Together, they would have 4 children. In 1895, he became a Japanese national and took the name Koizumi Yakumo, Koizumi being his wife's family name. The following few years, whilst a professor of literature at the Imperial University of Japan, were his most creative and admired period. Lefkadi O'Hearn died of heart failure on the 26th of September 1904 in Tokyo, Japan, shortly before leaving to deliver a series of lectures at Cornell University in New York State. He was 54.
A Dead Secret by Lefkadi O'Hearn. A long time ago, in the province of Tamba, there lived a rich merchant named Inamuraya Gensuke. He had a daughter called Osono. As she was very clever and pretty, he thought it would be a pity to let her grow up with only such teaching as the country teachers could give her, so he sent her, in care of some trusty attendants, to Kyoto, that she might be trained in the polite accomplishments taught to ladies of the capital. After she had thus been educated, she was married to a friend of her father's family, a merchant named Nagaraya, and she lived happily with him for nearly 4 years. They had one child, a boy. But Osono fell ill and died in the 4th year after her marriage. On the night after the funeral of Osono, her little son said that his mama had come back and was in the room upstairs. She had smiled at him, but would not talk to him, so he became afraid and ran away. Then some of the family went upstairs to the room which had been Osono's, and they were startled to see, by the light of a small lamp which had been kindled before a shrine in that room, the figure of the dead mother. She appeared as if standing in front of a tansu, or chest of drawers, that still contained her ornaments and her wearing apparel. Her head and shoulders could be very distinctly seen, but from the waist downwards the figure thinned into invisibility. It was like an imperfect reflection of her, and transparent as a shadow on water. Then the folk were afraid and left the room. Below, they consulted.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?